I do it to a knot and it's too hard, and then the excitement comes in.
Very nice. They relax you too, right? Yeah. Part of the split time.
Short cut.
Have they made pesos yet? Have they made pesos themselves?
No.
I told her, I think I mentioned her, my plan is to keep going to my in-laws until my daughter's old enough that I can start going to her for face up. The generational shifts. All right, we are on Daf Yud Gimel. I'm a base. I'll look at base, right. Hamoyer Anoy Ben Chabero, somebody who's... this Mishnah, Moses Mishnah, we had in, not the Mishnah, the Gemara on the Mishnah, the Mishnah itself, actually, we had in Ksuvas recently, and Ksuvas in the Yushalmi, of course. Amoydan Emechaber, somebody who has taken an oath not to derive any benefit from his friend, his friend took it works, it's reflexive, but his friend took an oath not to get any hanah from him. Now it's Reuben is barred from receiving hanah from Shimon. Okay? But Shimon nevertheless can pay his machzitz or shekel. Even though Reuben can't get the right benefit from him, Shimon can pay his machzitz or shekel. That mitzvah, giving the machzitz or shekel.
Which indirectly
Reuben benefits because he saves money, right? But that indirect benefit is not also in the world. It's going to explain why. Uporelos chovo, you can also not just give his machzitz to the shekel, but pay back loans which are outstanding against Reuben. Machzitz avidasa, if he finds Reuben's lost item, he can return it to him. However, bakum shenol limul eschar, in a place where there's reward for returning lost items, so then people hanol hektish. Then in that case, the type of case where both Reuven can't derive hanol from Shimon and Shimon can't derive hanol from Reuven, for whatever reason the Nedarim were constructed that way. So then he can't get, even though the one can be machzir the aveda to the other. But the person who got that data back, if he promised a reward, cannot give that reward to the finder, because that's give me hanoah. So that hanoah would have to go to Hekdesh instead. Okay?
Can I say thank you to him?
That's not clear from our Gemara, but I would guess that if you would normally... if he'd normally be cordial, he couldn't be extra cordial now, right? But I guess thank you would probably be okay. I can't tell you for sure. Rabbi Ba, Bar Memo, boy, he asked like this. Apreyashtar Chovotchuk Chaber. This is going into Ksuvis issues, digressing for a moment from the Dorim. Somebody pays back his friend's loan, Shomidaitu, without his consent. In other words, he wasn't asked about the deal. So does the person who owed the money have to pay back the person who stood in to pay back for him? So tifluk to the chanam nekohen gedolim. It's a plumachol shi chanan and the sons of kohen gedolim. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Chanan said he's exempt, and nekohen gedolim said he's chayiv. On Rabbi Yossi, time of nekohen gedolim. The reason the children of kohen gedolim tamon. Because over there, a person will reimburse somebody who sustains his wife while he's in chutz over there, because the person doesn't want his wife to die of famine. But here, in a case where somebody paid back a loan for another individual. The guy who the loan was paid back for says, I don't know you a thing, because Mephias Avino Le, I would have appeased him, Vumaycholi, and he would have forgiven me. Now, by one's wife, one can't say that, because the wife needs Mizonos, right? But here the guy could say, you know, I would have appeased him, so therefore I'm not going to give you anything, even though you paid back my loan for me, but I could have gotten out of it scot-free, okay? So says the one, wait a minute, I got more. Let's imagine this case. What if the lender had a mashkon of the borrower's collateral? So the borrower can't say he would it seems unlikely, that be able to convince the guy to part with his debt which is owed him just because the other guy sweet talks him, right? So therefore it's unlikely that he would have been able to get out of he would be able to do that. I apologize. I would have sweet talked him out of the money I owe him. Okay? So the Gemara says, so what if he has a mashkon? So mefagat kodav agabei mashkon. So says the Gemara, mefais havino leib hu yodli mashkon. Would have sweet talked him out of the mashkon too.
Okay, the mashkon back.
That's what he says, yeah. That's what can I tell you? He's saying, but bottom line is, Hamotzu Chaber Lova Raya. Guy who wants to get reimbursed is paying the money for the guy, has to have a Raya that otherwise this fellow would have, collected anyway. How is he supposed to prove that? He's supposed to have to prove really, something which never took place. So therefore he is stuck, he's got a problem. And theoretically, I guess he could, but it's very difficult. Is that clear?
Doesn't
make sense, though, because if the guy has the mashkon, he's not going to allow himself to be sweet-talked out of forgiving the debt. Mm-hmm. So he'll just keep the mashkon himself. Yeah, I understand. You're right. It's a very unlikely, but I guess that remote chance is enough, according to this Gemara, to say, Amotzi Mechaver Lovaraya.
Unless the mashkon isn't worth the full value of the debt, it's just symbolic.
Yeah, but then why it doesn't draw such distinctions? Says the Mark, that may be true about a creditor who's not pushing to get his money back. I feel about by Shadokik. What about if the creditor is pushing to get the money back and the debtor has no money? In that case, also, do we say that we take his way out? So let's learn from here. And this is again something which comes from it's more full than here, but actually it's from our Mishnah here. If you look in the Karban Eda, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line down from the beginning, the wide lines, he has a hey gimel in the middle of the line. You see that?
Yeah.
So, Hachi Garcina, the Shmir Min Adah that we have in our one of the next words are missing. You measure out his shekel, below shekel, and that's more ass. Below shekel, Eimer Mashkin also. How can the other guy pay his shekel for him? By shekel, there's.
Everyone has the same obligation.
What?
Doesn't everyone have the individual obligation to pay the shekel?
Yeah, so what?
So
if no longer will
someone else is paying the shekel for
you? Right.
So we
could
do that?
Yeah. We can. So again, it should have done shekel shekel. Below shekel, by shekel, isn't there a mashkon? Meaning, don't we compel. So by the machkes of shekel, we compel the person to give if he hasn't given yet.
So that's like ba'al ba'ai stochek. Like we have the concept ba'al ba'ai stochek, the ba'al ba'ai is pushing you. So to by machkes of shekel, there's the basin or the gizbos compelling the individual to pay. If he hasn't yet paid. So here we see the fundamental principle already by our Mishnah. Here we see the fundamental principle expressed by our Mishnah that even though Abayis is pressing to pay, nevertheless it's not considered pressing the debtor to pay, it's not considered to be anor, provided by the third party that says, step in and save him from the situation. Okay, because our Mishnah is tantamount about Bais Tochik because they press you to pay up this the Machtzis HaShekel they owe. And nevertheless, the guy who pays Machtzis HaShekel for this individual doesn't necessarily get reimbursed. Okay? So it says the Gemara, second to last narrow line, Tehle Choshu Kenish knows this is true. The Tzim we learned, Umakriv Olav Kinei Zavin, you sacrifice for him, Kinei Zavin, Kinei Zavos, Kinei Yoldos, Chatos Vishra Shomos. You can sacrifice an individual against who has forsworn all benefit from you, all his karbanos, and sacrifice for him the pair of birds that she needs as a zav, pair of birds she needs as a zava, the pair of birds she needs if she gives birth, a chatos or an osham. So how can you do all this? There it's not Baal Bayis Dochek, certainly, and Lamaisa, why are you allowed to bail him out this way? So says the Gemara, it should be like Ella, and the second last word in the last narrow line in the Gemara. Ella b'shelo nichnas l'soch yadav klum. The reason why, here's a fundamental principle which I think you alluded to before, which is that it depends whether something transfer goes to his hands or not. Okay? Meaning that the case where you you're forbidden to provide benefit for somebody who forswore benefit from you is where you're doing something into his hands, directly to him. We're doing it to a storekeeper, which you mentioned before. So that's not directly claim. That's okay. That's not providing hanoah to him, but rather deflecting anybody from approaching him. So therefore, that's not considered to be true hanoah. Okay? So that's okay.
Same thing with the Machzis HaShekel. You're not giving it directly. You'd be giving it to the...
Yeah, but then Basin will beat you if you don't give it.
They beat you if you don't give Machzis HaShekel. So there, it's important for him to obviously... Obviously, it's important for him over there to have somebody paid up, so it's more likely over there that he would have to repay whatever he got. As opposed to over here, this is a proof that since he can sacrifice korbanos for an individual, it must be that it's a true, must be that it's truly based on some other point, which is that. Actually, there. I'm not sure I understand your question.
No, Masses Shekel always said that Shimon can pay Reuven's Masses Shekel.
Right.
Reuven. So it's also. It's the same analogy as the here, the storekeeper. The money is not going directly to Reuven, who then gives it to the Gizbar. Shimon is giving the Machzis Shekel, Reuven's Machzis Shekel, the Gizbar.
Right.
So I wasn't questioning, I was just saying it's the same analogy.
Okay, mine. It is the same analogy, right. So that's a, right, that's what I was trying to say. So it says tomorrow, again, but Shalom Nichnas be the Tokyo of a Klum, or Shalom Nichnas, bottom line is that it's considered to be that you're deriving benefit if something goes through his hands, but not if you go around his hands. Okay. Says Rav Shimon Levi Omer, in lechon nipasel chaveru chayv litelo. There's nobody who was grabbed, seized, and made to pay for another individual. Chayv litelo, that other individual should be liable to give him the requested sum. Ela barna v'gugolus, only by real estate tax and head tax. Rav Amar, Rav said, kol nipasel chaveru chayv litelo. Anything, any type of clinic. Any type of the opportunity which a person has where he's grabbed by somebody else, so then he has to any type a situation where a person is required to pay by the government or some authority for somebody else, so then he can go back to the person who actually should have paid and demand the money from him. Chela the Rabbi Nadar. Rab's proof is from here. Because it says, Agrezel Sodom and the Talua Mesikin. It says, if somebody stole a field, and then other people turn around and coerced it or stole it from the thief. So in that case, it says that the Goslin who stole the field initially has to make restitution for the field which was stolen, right? Because it's called nitpas al chavero, even when this is not just a tax, but rather a slave, right? Or this is a merchant, whatever the case may be. In any event, the guy who stole the field over here, the guy who stole the field has to make restitution to the initial owner, right? The guy, so it must be that. I've had a board, I would draw it. You have, in both cases, you have the initial person, somebody who's demanding, and somebody else who steps in the middle. Right? So, by a stolen field, you have the initial person on the field.
That's Reuben.
You have the bandit, Levi. And you go to the second field, Shimon, right?
Yeah.
No, there are two guys lying here. There's Shimon Bandit number one and Levi Bandit number two. Because the Metzikin took from the Goslin.
That's
what I need a boy. The Metzikin took from the Goslin.
Yeah.
So there are two sets of bandits here. Reuven was stolen from by Shimon, and then Shimon was stolen from Levi.
Okay.
So who has to make restitution to Reuven?
Shimon, right?
Right, because Shimon is the immediate robber from...
Right, so here we see Luchora that even in other areas, other than Arnon and Gulgolas, if somebody pays up for you, such as here the Goslin paid up for the person from whom he stole, he gets it back in the end, right? I mean,
right.
The opposite. So he has to pay out.
Yeah. So Levi gave the value of the field back to Reuven without paying back Shimon.
Right. I don't know if I'm getting quoted. I'm not sure if what you said is right. You have here's three tables, right? This table's so hard to move.
Cheers.
This table stole from this table. And then this table stole from this table. Who's got to get back to this table?
Oh, so the middle table was stolen.
The middle table's got it. He stole. He was stolen from. But he's the one who has to make restitution to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now, that's one case. The second case is that the bandit number three came and took tax for him from him. I don't know exactly how I wanted to do that. It's much easier than I'm actually making it, you know, make it sound like. I don't know why I'm doing this. But, you have any clue what's going on?
No.
No. Okay. I'll try again. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Our question is, if Shimon comes and pays the taxes for Reuven, can he turn around to Levi? Can he turn around and take the money from Reuven? That's our question, right? It's a machlokas. So Rob said he can, and not just can he, but in all cases where Shimon is paying out for Reuven to Levi, Shimon will go back to Reuven. Okay? So far, so good. So says more, and Rav says, approve my point that an individual stole
a field. The field was then grabbed by the tax collectors, and let me just make sure I got the case right this way. No, I didn't get the case right. That's right. The one that I lost. Okay, I was making a mistake.
The gossip. Number one of the gossip. He sold a field. He sold the field to him. This guy bought thinking he's legit. He grabbed the field from the legitimate guy number two. Who pays him now, legitimate guy number two? The gossip from which he bought the field. Right? So here he says it's identical case to our case. Our case is this guy's owed taxes.
He pays his taxes to the government. Where should he go back now to get his money? Okay.
That's Rob's right. You see the example now at all? Number one is the guy. He sold to number two. Number three comes to the manager, number two. Number two goes back to number one and demands his money back. So we want to say the same thing over here. If he stole what?
Field.
No, yeah, but I finished with that case. In this case, he owes money. And this guy pays for him through his creditor, so this guy goes back and demands money over here from him. Same case. In this case, we have either a goblin or an individual who just owes money. And here we have a person who is willing to pay on his behalf to the third party. So we see in both cases they have recourse to the first party. That's what he's trying to say.
Can you make the same analogy between a goslin and a lowbell as the Gemara is doing? Are you allowed to do that?
No, that's what I was about to reject. You're saying good, but that's Rob's a generalization, right?
One is a legitimate,
exactly, that's what I was going to say. Okay, so Rob says, go third wide line. Anybody who is seized for his friend, chayev lo, the friend is chayev to make him restitution. The proof of Rab is from here. Somebody steals the field. It was taken by the bandits. So then, actually, we're missing a step here. The step is that somebody stole a field. He sold it to somebody else. And that somebody else had the place seized. So in that case, the somebody else goes back to the goslin and gets his money back. Here too, you go back to the original debtor and get your money back, which you paid for it. And says Mara, lo shama adam Rabbi Yochanan knas konsu begoslin. You didn't hear the Rabbi Yochanan say it's only a specific fine by a goslin, not by anybody else. If by a goslin, go back to the goslin, but normally you can't go back. So if you have no right, you go back in any case other than Arnonum Gugolus to anybody else and reassess, what was going on. Okay? Says Gemara, Rabbi Avin asked, the Hava should be Rabba. What if they collect, the guy paid up more poll tax or real estate tax than was actually due? The guy was being, the kind of good Samaritan. So what's his status? Yetzirabun and Rabbi Chir by Lina Tavai Armi Devo said Rishem, it's not Rabbi Shmuel, just to be plain Shmuel. Name of Shmuel, Chanamar once said, not Be'arnon, but Ki'arnon Gugolis. It's the same thing like Arnon and Gugolis, which are the two taxes. And even if the government overcharged, whoever was paid for has to pay the overcharge. And the other opinion, which is not brought down for some reason, but is brought down Ksuvas, the Choron Amar, the other said, Eina Karnal Kugos. The additional amount is basically, you know, the additional amount is basically lost, the individual put out the money for it. He has to give up hope because he has no recourse for it. I mean, I guess, you know, lots of Sidesh Mayim, he should get back, but he has no recourse for it. Okay? Is that clear?
So if the original tax was $100,
mm-hmm.
and he pays them $200, so he only gets the $100 back.
Right. Right, that's the machlokas. And the Kumar here, he only gets the $100 back. Okay? Says Gemara, oh, it's actually machlokas. I mean, but the one opinion here with Shmuel's is that they do get back. Time to see lunch over there. Merapeh rapur refuas nefesh, avlo refuas nomo. You can heal a person who is forbidden to derive any benefit from you for his own body, but not for his veterinary needs. As refuas mama. Over here, Rabbi Yossi Chadam once said, "Kam medir migufo, kam medir mechazro." It depends what the nether was. If it was nether from his body or from his property. So everybody has a parish here, but I like the Yosef Meir's parish. The Yosef Meir's parish is that if he took a nether not to derive him with bodily benefits, so then that's what he can't do, right? But Kamadim Echotim, he has no, there's no problem of the, there's no problem in the property. So then he can heal even his animal. I don't know if I'm making that clear. Let me try that again. One said that your madir, the animal on its body, or one said that's the case. The other said about where you madir it from its property. I'm still not getting it across. What? Because you're a vet. You can't work for him as a vet. But if you only took an oath, because you took an oath not to derive any benefit. But if you're only working, if your oath was not to give him any hanof on your property, so you're not giving any hanof on your property by being a vet for him. Okay, that would be okay then.
Well, the animal's first property.
What? See, you see, the conventional way of understanding, the way the Korban Ayin Pnei Moshe understand the conventional way, is kamdeh l'gufo means that if you're madir him from his guf, then in that case, meaning you're madir from his property, so then you can't do veterinary, because this is veterinary is his property. Madir from the goof, from his own bodily the derivation of benefit from you, so he can do his animal because it's not you know, then it's, you're not providing him a goof for it, obviously, right? That's the way they explain it. The Arsamaya explains the opposite. He says that Kamadir and Gufo me is a reason to be machmir, because it means I made an oath not to provide you with any services. So what's the service? You know, that he can't, he's not going to provide with him for, you know, whatever it is. So then here it's specifically veterinary things. He can't heal the animal.
Because services is a very generic term. It's all inclusive. It doesn't mean money or body or whatever. It's just anything.
Right. Kamdir and Chosav, though, means I'm not supposed to provide tangible benefit, but to provide the veterinary service, I'd be okay.
Even though that indirectly...
Indirectly, right, because it's not Nichnas Biyado. Didn't go into his hands directly. That's so, unlike Pitzu, it didn't go to his hands. Chorim, on the other side, the difference is Kambishim Mishiyesh Lo Mishrapenu, depends if there's another vet around, not he himself, for himself, but for his animal. Kambishim Mishrapenu, then, if there's somebody else to heal him, so then let the other person do it. There is nobody else to heal him, then this doctor should do it himself. Okay? Him, I said him, but it means here the animal. This veterinarian should do it himself. Okay? Imishashlo Mishra Penos, I asked what I tap you down on Rav. But then about when he has a case where somebody else can heal him. So I feel for us an episode, why how can he even heal the individual himself? Right? According to Marsh Farshman, how can he heal the individual himself? Let the other doctor heal him. Or according to the Orsamech, it means that how can he even provide indirect healing, right? There's somebody else, so let the other person do it. So this is more a very interesting point. Low we call them Zelchus Rapos. All doctors are different. So therefore, you're entitled to pick the doctor, even though he's Huder Hanoah from you. Okay, is that clear?
Well, is this a Sakonas Nefashos?
No, it's not Sakonas Nefashos. No, because then we wouldn't have the whole discussion. Right. Okay? So it says, Marvelonich say, Amachsir and Shemasun Baal Pora, isn't the property of the person who finds the object and gives it back, also to the person who lost the Pora here is the lost object. Right? So if that's the case,
I forgot the one I wanted to ask here.
Yeah, let's go ahead on the Sefer. The Sefer said, we explained it when we learned the Mishnah, but the Sefer said that if he's Mudra Noah, the Schayers go to Hektish, right? Neither of them can derive the benefit. But the one I was asking, it sounds like even if the Baal Aveda is forbidden to even where the Baal Aveda is the Baal Aveda is one who's not allowed to derive benefit from the person who's giving back. So why is the person giving back have to give his hanor to the Beis Hamikdash? He's not allowed to derive to provide benefit for the person for whom he found the object. But he's allowed to accept benefit from that person. Right? So why should he not get his reward? You found an object for a person who forbade Hanoah of his property upon you. That's Hanoah, but if for him to pay you, where's that Hanoah involved? Why shouldn't that be okay? Okay? So says the Gemara, Ula Rei Shema Mashar Yitzhak Kshu Nichsei Zasur and Elzeb Nichsei Zasur and Elzeb. So where they move the Hanoah on each other. So that's why... It's a Mudra Hanoah on each other, so therefore, one guy can return the lost animal because that's a mitzvah of a Saveda, but the other guy can pay him back. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchok said, Ma? No, I went back line. My mistake anyway. My likely, who's the one who said that the Anoa goes to Hekdesh in that case. Rai Meir said, Mali Bisor says Me'ila on stuff which is made also because of a nether. Rai Bumachia asked a question. Not a Minakikor, fascinating issue. He asked if somebody took an oath to refrain from eating a piece of bread, Malachai Mesiyadav, could he burn the bread in order to eat his hands? We actually had this in Ksuos, but I forgot it, so I'll look it up tonight. In Shemina Minila, it started out from here. Amra Kikar Zu Hekdesh, somebody said this role is Hekdesh. Imar Maha Reyo Alai, if he's going to say, if you go, it said that it's upon me to finish, to accept upon myself my Meilah. No, I go back a line. I lost my place mentally. Let me go back a line. All my kickers who hektish. If you said this object, this loaf should be hektish. Ochlum yede ben hu ben achir, here's somebody else. Wow, there's Meilah. Now, I'm not stressing this enough, but he didn't really make it hektish. He made it koino, the Mefarshim say. The Mefarshim say that Lashon Koinim is a Lashon Neder. And it's not just a Lashon Neder, but it's also a Lashon of making something hektish. So therefore, if you ever coin them, if you ever transgress a Neder, you're actually transgressing two different things. What are you transgressing? Or at least in these cases. Neder and Milo, that's right. Okay? So he says, if a person said it's upon me, if he ate it, right, without language of Kona. So then, Achlof, he ate it, Marbo, because he's not allowed to eat it. However, B'tevas Hanoi, for whatever it was worth, as to give it to somebody else. Acherim said, Lo Marbo, there is no meal involved. The Fichach ain't L'Pidion, therefore there's no Pidion in this case. Lo Mar El Achlo, because that's be, Lomar El Ochlo. It only says that to eat it is forbidden. Alchaim Bo Yadav Mutar, but to use it to heat your hands should be permitted. So Tamidoy Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah Bum Barachia Ked Kini. Well, Maris Lo Lo. This is actually a separate case. Yeah, so it says, Tamidet Rabbi Yisham Bun Barachia said, Kini, Vomer lo chalti blood to the person. In that case, the person says they're not going to eat it and not going to taste it. Lo asra lov el achila. He forbade himself to eat. Akadun tzircha ne... Yeah, so the Talmid Rabbi Yehuda wanted to bring a proof from this. They said, if a guy took a net that he's not going to eat something, nor taste it, so he's still only also teeth, there's no me'ilah involved. So it's more, it's not a proof. Akadun Tricho, we're asking, not a me'ilah, if he took a koinam on the kikar, malachayim and b'siyodav. In other words, if your oath is only not to eat, then you taka don't have to bring korban me'ilah if you do it or somebody else does it. But if your oath was a konam, or your nether was a konam, so then our shaila is, does that isra of konam actually make like hekdesh and there's me'ilah, or is there no me'ilah? And that's the end of the Gemara. Gemara doesn't resolve it. It's a fascinating question because really me'ilah is usually only shaila to hekdesh, right? But you're using me'ilah on a personal nether. But that's the pshat here, that since the nether was phrased as a koinam, so therefore the shaila is that perhaps it does take on the parameters of me'ilah, which apply to regular korbanos. Okay? the Gemara doesn't resolve it. The Gemara brings down a case which ultimately doesn't have konum in it, so therefore it's not a resolution. Okay, on we go.
Take a deep breath. Wake up. And we have to do a blot and a half now.
The time is trumaso maisrov udaito. And he takes off his truman as maisis only with his consent. Umakir love, and he sacrificed for him if he's a man. The birds brought by a zov. Kezov is the birds brought by a zov. Kine yoldos, the birds brought by a lettuce. Chatos vashomas and chatos and osham. Umulamdo, and he could teach him, even though his mother, the other guys not derive any better from him. Midrash halachos vagoros. All the Tersh Baal Peh. Loyan de Mikor, not Tersh Biksav. I'm Lavid who is born of Mikor, but he can teach his kids Chumash. Vizon is Ishto, and he can sustain with, by feeding, as Ishto, born of his daughter and son. Abobishu Chaim is a Noisan. Even though the husband, father is Chaim is a Noisan, this other guy, his mother and all, can feed him as well. Loyosan is Bento, but he can't feed his animal. Bent male, whether it's his kosher animal, bent his unkosher animal, betor, or his kosher animal. It depends. Zonas atumea, he can feed the non-kosher animal. Veno zonas atumea, he can't feed the kosher animal. Armulos, they said to Rebelezer, what's your logic? Ma bet male, what's in between a tummy animal, tor animal? Armulos, I said, I'll tell you. Shatumea, the reason why of the friend is mudra anoa, cannot feed the Torah animal. Shatoa nafsha l'shamayim. Hashem will kill her for l'shem shamayim. But the gufa shalo, the body belongs to the guy who kills her, slaughters her. So therefore, if I fatten up the body, eventually this guy might eat what I fattened up, and he's mudra hanah from me, so he's not allowed to. So if it's no good. So Amalo, they said to him, if that's the case, I have a tmeya. So to a behemoth man, nafshul shamayim. So to, who knows who, the value of its nefesh. But gufa shalom. But lamaisa, the body is his. Shim yirtza, because if he wants, harim echel goyim, he can sell the animal out to life to non-Jews. Or mechel klav, he give it as animal, as dog meat to his dogs. So the bottom line is getting enough from the fattening of the animal for some future purpose as well, and that also is awesome. Okay? Somebody fixes his friend's fruit without his consent. How does that work? Who gets the benefit of deciding which coin and which slave should get the trumas and maisus? Right, so to machlokas, like all the things in Shas. Only I don't remember this from Bobby. It belongs to the person who fixes up. In other words, the right to direct to whom this miser or chuma goes belongs to the guy who fixes up. Belongs to the guy whose fruit it is. If I separate for you a carbon of Nazirus, or a carbon Metzaya Shechaber, or you are a carbon Metzaya, I'm a scapper, you, the guy who gets kapara, who shall I say tumura, tmura, right? You're the one who has jurisdiction for making tmura on it or not. I paid for it, but now it's yours. So to hear the same thing, even though I paid for it, now it's yours to make the decisions, right? Our Mishnah seems to argue with Shem Lakish. Because it says, "Ha'toyer and tumosom samaisom shochabero." If I take a true samaisom here, stuff ledaito. It's got to be with your consent. Hey! Why does it have to be with your consent? If it's with your consent, lechayra. If the tova sanoa belongs to the tova sanoa belongs to the bal haperos. So why does he need the consent? This is the way I learned. Nobody else learns this way, but it's the way I learned this Gershmar. Why do you need his consent? Zochen l'arm shlo b'fonav. What's the whole mila? What's the reason why somebody might not want to let his friend take off shumas and meisers? Because he loses the teva sanoya. But if Rabbi Zira is correct, he doesn't even lose the teva sanoya. His friend will take off shumas and meisers, and he'll still get to decide where it goes. So why do we need his das? We should be able to assume his das to be there, right? Sounds right. So it says the Gemara, Patalo b'shelo yelo tovesanor b'hen. We're talking about a case where in a chanam, the Baal Peh is not going to have a tovesanor. That's what we have to have his das. Okay? Ksiv, it says, getting back, why we teach Torah for free. Ksiv, re'eli bati eschem, I taught you chukim and mishpatim, I taught you laws and judgments. Mani mechinam, God taught the Jews for free. What a concept. If God were doing that around today, wouldn't be doing it for free anymore. Charge for web access. Mani mechinam, avatav mechinam, so do you do it for free as well. Yochum mikrovatarim kein, did God teach us chumish and targum for free? He did. But Talmud Bar says, Chukim u'mishpatim, Chukim u'mishpatim atem lamdi b'chinam. The judgments, the laws, v'yatem lamdi b'chinam, mikra v'tarim, but you can charge money for teaching Torah b'ksav. The Chayin Chami says, well, hey, wait a minute, we saw even more than that. We saw Masnaya nasfin dagreon. We saw that Masnaya, people teaching Mishnayas. Teaching Masnissen, they weren't getting money. How are they getting money? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Well, maybe Shmuel, Schar B'Tehlin, we get Schar B'Tola, right? What we could have made somewhere else and are forsaking, but not the actual salary. Rabbi Zira said, Midivrayim. No, the way, I'm going to describe it, the Pnei Moshe is a different child, which I think is very strange, that Midivrayim is going on the next case. I think Midivrayim is going to previously say, it's like Korban Eda says, and it means, Midoraisa Enochanami, people teach Mishnayas should not get paid. Midrabbanan, they're paid, because otherwise who's going to teach the Mishnayas and the Gemara, all that kind of stuff. Okay? Says more further. Zonis Avto, HBO Enozanis Avto. Does a person feed the slave of a person's mudar anor from him or not? How boy and man, they wanted to say yes, for sure. Madamara Torah Nafshol Shemayim Gufa Shol, according to opinion that holds that that by a Behema Torah, that since it's going up to
Yeah, we need to have gears of giant channel, right? That's okay.
Well, no, it's right, okay. Boy, may I remind my attorney, not so sure my Luba Shalos. Reason why I can't fan up your animal if you're the forbidden or benefit for me is because you're going to eventually eat it, eat the fat which I provided you, which means I provide you with hana. So that's true where you can slaughter the animal and eat it. But can you slaughter your heaven and eat him? No. So therefore, you should be able to provide him with food, right? It's not a problem. Right? Manim Hashim again, Shim Yirtza Remoch Lagoyim Omer Machil Klavim V'zu Hil V'ain Guf Hashlo here, that you don't own the body of the Eved. V'ain Moch Lagoyim, you're not allowed to sell an Eved Kanani to a Goy either. V'ain Machil Klavim, you're not allowed to feed him to the dogs. Therefore, Zanis Avdu, you're not providing the owner of the slave with any perceivable advantage, so therefore you're allowed to own, feed his dogs. Ashkenazi found this surprise explicitly. Zonis Avdu, not his dogs, his slaves. Sorry. Ashkenazi, Zonis Avdu, you can in fact feed his slaves. Okay. Hamoydanoi Mechaveo. So now here, it's an interesting case. We're talking about where the visitor has curtailed all benefit of the dying person, of the chayla, from him. Okay? So you can come visit him. But he's got to stand. Lawyer should be, can't sit down. Lawyer's going to ask why not. I can heal him. Refuas nefesh, meaning his himself, the chayla, have lower force moment, but not his veterinary needs. They can wash together in a big bathtub. Have lower biktana, but not a small bathtub, because in a small bathtub, obviously, they're providing each other with heat and with benefit, right? And Rabbi Yehoshua Mita can sleep in the same bed. It's just uncomfortable. It's only in the winter, in the summer it's uncomfortable. But not in the winter. Why? Because they give enough of heating each other up. Okay? They can sit in the same bed, we're going to eat together on the same table. But not from a common plate. Because I'm afraid that I'll give him manor by leaving him a bigger portion. So that's also. But from a plate which goes round and round and round, where she stops, nobody knows, that's okay. I was going to explain that. Why, if the guy is visiting, is not allowed to provide any benefit? To the sick person, why can he stand and not sit? Shelo Yisha, so he shouldn't spend a long time there. Because if he spends a long time there, it's geschmack for the sick person. So gewaldige bikur cholim. That's anoya. That's forbidden. You can't provide with anoya. It's anoya. However, that is v'sha'asa rovin achas avalot, where the doctor forbade himself to provide benefit for the sick man, so he can't stick around. But let's say the choyla forbade his property to the doctor, who chot al nafshe, was his stupid mistake. He might die as a result of his having asked the doctor to provide him with help. But the doctor can do it. You know why? Because in that case, the doctor is not deriving any benefits. Hi, the choyla is, it's his tough luck. He might burn for deriving benefit from the doctor who was also deriving manoah. But the doctor's allowed to go in and save the guy if he wants to, because the issue is not incumbent upon him, but rather than the person who took the net. Okay? Says the Gemara, I have a little bit of a you can't go to a small bath together. Through Mefatachle, you know why he didn't dress me? Because he raises the water level for him. He displaces more water, makes it easier to wash. The Fatehli means opens up the bathhouse for him. Tayroitim of Emerchat's Knana. They can go to the small bathhouse, though not a small bathtub. What's the difference? Do Nasav Ashoina. Because there, it seems like this is like a Schwitz. And the more people in the Schwitz, the worse it is. I don't know exactly why that is, but more people there, the worse it is. Maybe they smell bad. I don't know. But in any event, so they bring all sorts of spars to the Mosh Korban Hayda. But bottom line is, it's bad, right? Tani Rechitzel Amerchatz Knana, Nas Vashoina, because he creates some unwarranted heat, which is bad and uncomfortable, and that's not Hanoah. Tani Minatam Chol Choser, can hold it together from the revolving plate. My Tam Chol Choser, Tani Ramein there, they said, Puskito. Puskito is the language of equal pieces. So therefore, since they're equal pieces of play, it's going around and around, and none of them is a Baal Bais. Neither of them is a charger, but the play is just going around the room. So that's okay, we're not afraid one of us will take a smaller piece and leave a bigger piece for the other guy, or vice versa. Rabban Dachamin, what's a Tamchu Yachoyzer? Tamchu Sheish Bolechol is Bolos here. There's enough to eat, to be satiated, to leave over. So therefore, neither person providing Hanoah for the other person, because everybody's going to eat to the last content, and still there'll be leftovers anyway. Okay? Tani, we learned, Minakois Choser. Also, they can go drink from the same cycling cup. Is the Kois Choser? What's the Kois Choser? Tamarine over there, they said Kunditon, very fine wine, so everybody just takes a sip. So therefore, nobody is providing anybody else with any outs or excuses, and therefore they can drink it. Rabbanan Dacharmin, Rabbanan over here said, what's kunditon? They said, what's, not kunditon, what's kaisa choizer? So they said, maye me sures bekitchin. This is talking about where it's full of grasses, waters, and all sorts of herbs, and and people drink from it a little bit, the shasyon umagzirin. And then they give it back to the Baal Bais because there isn't that much to go around. So they have the same thing. One person's, neither part of the person causes the other benefit because anyway, they would have only gotten a small amount to drink. Okay? However, if you're Mudra Anoah, you can't eat with him in the trough together. with the other workers, because then obviously there's conflict and paradox, right? Lo yasimo b'umar. Also, you can't do a trade with him. Now, according to Pnei Moshe, it's a different shot, but Pnei Moshe's shot is very difficult. But according to Kormeid, it means you can't do a trade with him, Divrei Meir, because you're giving him banor. Right. He can learn from a distance, but not up close. Because if you learn up close, they might come to help you, to help each other. But he stands in one room and watches, and the other guy's face blowing glass on the other side of the room, that's okay. Okay? Says more, Aldaiti Rameir. Now, I really very badly want to change this to Aldaiti the Rabbana. I really do. But I'll read it to you the way it says it here. Aldaiti the Rameir. Also, Lamdomus. You now have to teach him a job, right? Because it says here, lo yasimo b'umar, right? But I want to learn it's going in Rabbanan. And what it means is that Rabbanan holds he can observe, but not that he can teach mamish. Because teaching mamish in an apprenticeship relationship, there are always going to be problems of one person fighting an off for the other. This is dafka, so even Rabbanan holds, again, if I change the gifts of Rameh Rabbanan, even Rabbanan holds that to teach him the umus directly is awesome. And then Aldaiti the Rabbi Meir, on top of testing out, it's also even who allow me to love schus, I can't be a guy's lawyer in court and teach the schus on him. Why? Because just like Rabbi Meir said initially, even at a distance, I can't have any affiliation with him. That means even to be his lawyer, even to go to court for him, is also not something I can do for him. Okay? So he takes it much further, the right man. Okay? Some of you who makes an oath not to provide any to get any benefit from his friend, leave the Shvius before Shemitah, lo yore itol seir, we can't go to his field. Veino eichu mina noites, he can't eat stuff which is inclined out of the field, because it's all part of the field. This is before Shemitah. Uvi Shvius at Shemitah itself, lo yore itol seir, we can't go to his field, av eichu mina noites, but he can eat from the stuff which is stretching outside the field. This is an interesting halacha. The Mishnah is saying the fuel itself never becomes hefker during Shemitah, only the contents. So therefore, the person mudar no can go and take the fruit, but he can't go into the field in order to do that, because then he's the right benefit from the other guy's property. Very interesting proposition, right? Yeah, this is a Mishnah which doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. So why would you? I mean, unless you remember it from last in the dark, but. Unlikely, I would never remember. So neither man of machlif neshvius. What if you only took a nether not from his property, but only from his food? Then of course it's different. So yoratel say you can go to his field. Vein ochel mepres, you can't eat the fruit. With shvius and shemitah, you can actually go down and eat the fruit, and of course go in because you didn't take on an oath not to derive benefit, only not to eat. Says the mar v'yerei. Why in the Shemitah can't he just go down quickly and take the fruit and run? Why can't even during Shemitah? Says Mar, because he might sit under a tree, get some shade, you know, and that's also because that's Anoa, actually. Rabbi Yohan Patamasis, now we have a pretty cool Lomdashim Machlokas. Rabbi Yohan Patamasis, he said, I'm just talking about Hamoyd Anoa Mechaveh Leifnei Shviz, so he took an oath not to get Anoa from a servant before Shemitah. Any other tells there can't go down his field then before Shemitah. Vein Ochamina Dotos, he can't even take stuff which is on branches which extend out beyond the field's fence. Ushfias or Eritoxde, on Shemitah itself, he can't go down to his field. Vein Ochamina Peres and eat the fruit, right? Because he can't use the field. But, here's the key point. If he actually took the nether after Shemitah began, then we just ignore the nether. Because it's like neder shabbatim mitzvah sabato kulo. I actually just thought of that far right now. Because these neder is on the food and on the field. Right? And it's during Shemitah. Before Shemitah, both parts of the neder can take effect. But during Shemitah, the neder on the food cannot take effect. So it's neder shabbatim mitzvah sabato kulo. Neder doesn't take effect. Okay? So therefore, you'd even go into the fields. He says, he took a oath from benefit. Can't go into his field. Obviously before Shemitah. But you know that Bishvius, when he took the nether, even at Shemitah itself, he still can't go into the guy's field. But he can eat from the fruit. Okay? So even though he doesn't hold in this case, Neder Shabbatim Mitzvah Sobata Kulo. Why not? We'll see in a minute. Not in a machle de shvitz. If you took a net not to eat the food before Shemitah, you're in no to the field. Then, of course, you're the say we can go down the field. Just say no chopeos. You can't eat the fruit before Shemitah. If you know the Shemitah, if you made the nether drink Shemitah, you're in Berkeley and go down and eat, because again, in this latter case, you only took a Shemitah Shvua from the fruit, not from the field. Now, what about the, why do we say, according to Shimon Lokesh, nether shuta mitzah, so luto kula? So it says a more fascinating answer. Vesaya, Rabbi Shimon Lokesh calls like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Mibnesha Kodam Nitro Lefkero. There's a said, nether which comes before Hefker doesn't work. It's a fascinating concept, actually. The Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi later in the parrot. Rabbi Yossi says that if I take, record any time if I'm Osir Bana, if I'm Osir Hana of my stuff on you, so what I do is, I make my stuff Hefker, then you can have it, right? Because it's not my stuff anymore. And it says, nah, that doesn't work. It has to be that my hefker preceded my nether. If my nether preceded my hefker, it doesn't work. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Okay, Rabban obviously argue. But Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, he's came aside of Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yossi, to Rabbi Yossi, and they should call them nether lafkero. Kano Shimon Lakish Amar should call them nidro lehefkero. In order for the nether to be null and void, the nether has to precede the hefker. The lehefkero lenidro. Not the hefker precedes the nether. If the hefker precedes the nether, then that's the shukar nedro lefkiro. Oh, that's no good. If the nether comes before the hefker, it's no good. The hefker is no good. If lefker nedro, if the hefker precedes the nether, then it is good. Okay. In other words, the nether has to come after hefker, not vice versa. So here too, Rishon Milwaukee says. Over here, even if you took the oath to drink Shemitah and said, you know, I want to take an oath from both the field and from the fruit, right? So we don't say neder shabata mitzasa bata kulo, because at this time already, I'm not sure exactly what the connection is, but at this time already the field is already hefker, right? The field is already hefker. It's after the fact. So it's not a neder. Shebata mitzasa bata kulo. After your nether does is meaningless, right? And in this case, it's ready after the hefker took place. I don't know if that's actually the pshat, though.
The hefker took place at the beginning of Shemitah, and you then make the nether once Shemitah has started, after the field is ready hefker.
Right.
So that means that the hefker preceded the nether, which.
Yeah, but it should work. It should work. That's I think I have it backwards. All right, we're gonna have to leave it for tomorrow night, but because I think it's backwards. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. That's why. Let me finish to the end, and we'll have to work it back tomorrow. And then Rabbi Barber Chaim Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mo Rabbi Yossi beefka Torah shu mutter." That which Rabbi Yossi say again, I don't see exactly what plugs in there. Machlokas. Now I'm trying to say it over. But that which Rabbi Yossi holds, that hefker can't come after nether. It's only when I make it hefker. But the Torah makes it hefker, then that can work even after my neder. So here, Shemitah is the Torah making it hefker, not me making it hefker. All right, so I'll have to come back tomorrow night and see how it works.